Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. NC 905 was blocked yesterday afternoon after a log truck knocked down utility poles and power lines. We've reached out to the Highway Patrol for more information about the crash. Lonnie Cardell is recovering after being struck by a car on Powell Boulevard in Wyville on Friday. Wyville police said Cardell yarded into traffic near Hay Street about 6:45 p.m. and was hit. We have much more on this story on our website. We got one more night of these really wicked temperatures, folks. I expect temperatures to drop again into the 20s, and we'll be looking at highs in the 40s again. Make sure you protect those pets, plants, and pipes. The temperatures are going to continue to be bitterly cold through Wednesday morning, so make sure the kids are bundled up for the bus stop. The warming shelter open on Lee Street at Facts of Life Church will be there from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. until Wednesday morning. Patrons must have ID. They will be asked to sign in. If you have contact with homeless people or others in need, let them know about the shelter. If you love a parade, this is going to be the week to bundle up and have some fun. Tabor City's parade and Christmas events start Thursday at 6 p.m. The lighting of the community Christmas tree will take place at 7:30. Chicken bog bowls will be for sale. Santa's going to be out there. We understand it's even going to somehow snow. Some of that Christmas magic, I guess. Now, don't forget the Tinseling Tabor Bazaar takes place right after the parade. Lake Waccamaw will light their community Christmas tree Friday at 6 p.m. The Lakes Christmas Parade is Saturday at 10 a.m. with lineup at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Chavern's Christmas Parade is Sunday at 3. The Boys and Girls Home is sponsoring the Christmas Nativity Journey this year at Lake Waccamaw. More than 1,000 different nativity scenes from around the world will be set up at the home, the Little Wheel of Hope Missionary Baptist Church, Lake Waccamaw Methodist Church, and the Anchorage. The self-guided tour is from 4 to 8:30 p.m. Friday and 10 a.m. until 4 on Saturday. Donations are requested, but it is free. Saturday is also the big holiday extravaganza in downtown Wyville. The parade will be at 6 p.m., followed by the lighting of the Christmas tree at Vineland Station. Santa's going to be dropping through, of course, off a fire truck, as he always does. There'll be carriage rides, a kids' zone, pictures with Santa Claus, food trucks, and music from the Edgewood Chorus. The Pork Chop Plate Sale, benefiting the East Columbus Swamp Keepers Education Foundation, is this Friday. Plates are $10, includes two pork chops and all the fixings. Now, they will be available from 10 until 6. Volunteers are also needed for the event, so you can call or text 910-617-9056 if you want to volunteer or if you want to order some plates. Transformation Church has their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks are available. The cost is $5 per shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. The Veterans Memorial Park is going to host a turkey shoot through December 23rd. It's going to be every Friday and Saturday night starting at 7 p.m. Check out our growing list of Christmas events on the CCN webpage, and make sure you send us your church's plans so we can publicize them for free. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.